Lawmakers reintroduce Falun Gong Protection Act to combat CCP's forced organ harvesting. Two lawmakers are reintroducing a bicameral bill to impose sanctions on Beijing's systematic forced organ harvesting targeting the persecuted faith group Falun Gong. The Falun Gong Protection Act would mandate sanctions on anyone the U.S. president deems as a knowing participant or facilitator of the abuse. Such individuals would be barred from entering the United States or transacting with U.S. individuals, with their property blocked and their current visa revoked. Violators face a potential civil fine of $250,000 or a maximum criminal penalty of $1 million and 20 years in prison. The act would also make it a U.S. policy to avoid cooperation with China in the organ transplant sector while the Chinese Communist Party remains in power, to work with allies and multilateral institutions to highlight the persecution of Falun Gong, and to coordinate with the international community on targeted sanctions and visa restrictions. Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Scott Perry are co-introducing the bill to their respective chambers. China's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners is an attack on religious freedom and human rights, Cruz told the Epoch Times ahead of the bill's release to the Senate. It's long past time to dismantle the CCP's state-sponsored organ harvesting industry, he continued, adding that he hopes his colleagues will join him in countering the abuses and ensuring the CCP is held accountable. Perry echoed him, saying that the CCP and its enablers must be held accountable for these atrocities. The United States, as the beacon of freedom around the world, cannot be silent when the Chinese Communist Party is engaged in systemic torturing, incarceration, and forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners, he told the Epoch Times. The action marks the latest effort from U.S. lawmakers to stop the grisly act that the U.S. Congress unanimously censured nearly a decade ago. A version of the act passed the House last June but became stalled in the Senate. The bill directs the U.S. president to submit a list of perpetrators of forced organ harvesting to the relevant congressional committees within half a year of the bill's enactment and update it annually. Under the act, the state secretary would work with the heads of the Department of Health and Human Services and the National Institutes of Health on a report on China's organ transplant policies and practices for the relevant congressional committees. The report would cover how the policies apply to prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners, the annual number of organ transplant surgeries in the country, voluntary organ donor numbers, and organ source assessment. Based on such information, the officials would assess whether the timetable for obtaining an organ in China is realistic. The report would draw a list of grants the United States has awarded over the previous decade supporting research on Chinese organ transplantation or collaboration with Chinese entities on the subject. It would also determine, based on the Elie Wiesel Genocide and Atrocities Prevention Act of 2018, whether the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong constitutes an atrocity. The Chinese regime views Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, a meditation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, as a major target for elimination. Since 1999, when the CCP began to persecute the faith, practitioners of the belief have reported constant harassment, arrests, and torture in prison. In 2019, the Independent China Tribunal concluded through its investigation that Falun Gong practitioners make up a major portion of the organ supply for the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting program. The tribunal said forced organ harvesting has taken place 4 years throughout China on a significant scale. Representative Pat Ryan said he's proud to co-lead the House version of the act. We must do everything in our power to hold CCP malign actors and organ traffickers accountable for their unspeakable crimes, he told the Epoch Times. He said the bipartisan legislation is a huge step toward that, and he will continue to speak out unwaveringly against the restriction of human rights and the persecution of religious groups, wherever they occur. Three U.S. states, including Cruz's home state, have adopted laws to restrict complicity in the abuse by restricting health insurance coverage for organ transplant surgeries connected with China. Arizona is also currently pushing for similar regulations.